Hey everybody, you're listening to Smoke Meat. I'm your host, Brad Pittman. Smoke Meat's brought to you by Joe's Underground at the corner of 8th and Broad in Augusta, Georgia, in the bottom of the Lamar Building. And every time you go into Joe's, they make you feel like family from the first time you go in and every time after that. Jeremy and the gang just know how to treat people and they make you feel like you're at home. So go on in, meet some new friends, have a drink, have one with old friends. Just enjoy yourself. That's Joe's Underground at the corner of 8th and Broad in Augusta, Georgia. Remember, I goes to Joe's and so should you. Also, go down and see Mr. Blake Harrison at WW Restaurant Equipment in Thompson, Georgia. That's at 1894 Moose Club Road. And Blake's such a great guy. I've known him for 40 years. And he's got everything you need for your restaurant. From a spoon to everything up to hood systems, you name it, he's got it. Oh, man, and it's not just for restaurants. You can use this stuff at home, too, and, man, it just makes such a difference. He's got new and used stuff, and he'll always make you a good deal. He'll always treat you right. That's WW Restaurant Equipment, the corner at 1894 Moose Club Road. That is the corner of Moose Club and Augusta Highway in Thompson, Georgia. Or give him a call at 706-595-9511. Also, another one of our great sponsors is the Four Points Trading Company at fourpointstradingco.com. Four Points makes some of the greatest soy candles that I've ever been around. I've never been a candle guy, but the first time I smelled these, I'm like, okay, we got to get in touch with these people. And they sent me a big box of candles, and man, oh, I'm loving it. Right now, I've got some of their holiday candles going on. I've got blue spruce, candy cane. I've got firewood and eggnog going down here in the studio, and the smell is killing me, man. It's just, oh, man, it's if you can describe a smell as upbeat, that's what this is. It reminds me of just Christmas. And they've got so many different scents that you'll definitely find one that you love. You can go on their website, fourpointstradingco.com, and enter the promo code SMOKEDMEAT, and you'll get 10% off your whole order, which is awesome. Love saving money, so go on down to fourpointstradingco.com and enter smoked meat for 10% off. Today, I have got an awesome guest. I've got Miss Roxanne Luciano. Roxanne has got a new single out called Rich Rich, which is pretty good. You know, I've learned a lot about new music doing this show, and I'm listening to things that I never would have listened to before, and this has just got such a good beat. She is so awesome. I love talking to Roxanne. We had a great time. And everybody, keep your ears out for this young lady, because you're going to be hearing a lot of great things from her coming up. So we're going to go on ahead and get this beat kicked off right here on Smoke Meat. So how are you doing today?
Today I am doing wonderful.
Outstanding, outstanding. Wonderful. Yeah, I've been looking forward to this.
And Me too. I'm excited. I'm really happy about this. I'm really happy about this interview.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot of fun. I know you just came out with a new single.
Yes.
Yes. So tell us about it. Give us a
Rich
little bit.
Rich Rich yes. Is the name of the new single. It is streaming on YouTube, and it'll be available on all platforms on December the 10th.
Oh, man. Sweet.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Just in time for Christmas, baby.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah, you know what? Your manager, Tony.
You know, yes.
Tony is your manager, right?
Yes.
Okay. I did a little bit of research. I've got a bunch in common with him. You know, I'm from Augusta, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But Glen Hills, we used to play them in football and just all kind of good stuff. So,
oh, wow. That's interesting.
It's awesome that he is, you know, supporting young acts and just helping people get their start and get going good. And I love that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's definitely very, very helpful because this is so new to me. So I have great help.
Oh, yeah.
Great help.
Yeah, and I love promoting people because I look at it this way, you know, if one person on my show listens to somebody new, and that's one listener you didn't have before, which that's not a problem
absolutely.
Because from what I understand, you got quite a few already.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I am originally from Los Angeles. I am also in school for business management. I've been doing music all of my life, but I've always been very, very shy. So it took me, it took quite a while for me to finally just come out and be comfortable letting everybody hear my music and stuff like that. So it's definitely a new experience.
You see, I can relate to that because, you know, I've got two daughters. One's 17 and one is 20. And in their room, they will sing. I'm surprised the neighbors don't hear them. They sing so loud. They dance. It sounds like a herd of buffalo above us in the living room. I mean, they're always singing and dancing. But they will not do it in front of anybody, period. And it's, which is weird because I'm an attention whore. I've been a stand-up comic for 30 years. If there's amazing. More than two people around, I'm going to be doing something. And they're my kids. I don't understand that.
Maybe they'll grow out of it.
Yeah.
It might just take some time. I know for me, I think what's kind of good about starting everything now, it's like I'm gaining more confidence with each interview, and the fact that these interviews are usually all over the phone or they're virtual, it makes me a little more comfortable. So when I do start to do face-to-face interviews, I won't be nervous or anything like that. I'll be prepared.
Very cool. Well, when you get ready to do face-to-face ones, I'm only about 20 miles from you.
Absolutely.
But yes, indeed. And I, you know, I've been doing these for a good while now. I'm about a year and a half old doing this. And it is such a strange thing. It's such a blessing because I've got to talk to people that I never would have even thought I would even know my name. And, you know, now I'm friends with them because I don't do a normal interview. I start out normal a lot of times. You know what? Like this one I started, tell me about your new single. But it evolves into just a good conversation where I make friends. And I love that about this.
Yeah, that is amazing. I feel like it should be like that. It should be like that. You should... It's amazing when you're doing interviews and you can feel the connection.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that doing it this way because, you know, I could get you to tell every song you've ever done, everything that, you know, all your technical stuff. People can look online and find that. You know, when I did Fred Schneider from the B-52s, he was one of my first big interviews. And, you know, in Athens when I was younger, man, they were the bomb. I loved them. And I still do. But I had 3 pages worth of notes. And Fred's such a nice guy. And when I started the interview, I asked him about the song Rock Lobster. And he said, that's 40 years worth of history. People can read about that. Let's talk about today. And I'm like, oh, crap. And I finally figured out, you know, just be myself. Don't worry about what other people have done because one thing you're going to notice on a lot of these interviews, you're going to get asked the same thing over and over and over. And that gets so boring after a while. On my show, I like for people to get to know you so they're invested in you and want to know what you're coming out with.
You know, and that's really good. That's good that you do that.
Yeah, because, you know, while there's good beats and good lyrics and everything, if you don't like the person doing them, you're not going to pay attention. You're not going to listen.
Exactly. That is so true.
And I want people to like you because that's what works. You know, that's what gives you that longevity, you know?
Yes. People have to be able to relate or be able to listen to you and just understand like who you are instead of it always just constantly being, all right, so what's new with the music? What's going on with the music? What's going on? It's just stuff that people want to know. Like, people want to know you.
Yeah.
So I think that's really good that you do that.
Exactly. And, you know, I downloaded an app the other day. I've got a friend whose name's Travis Brown, and he makes a product called Pod Decks. And it's decks of cards that give you question ideas for your podcast. And I just downloaded the app. I finally got off my cheap ass and got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thumbing through it. Oh, that's a neat question. That's a neat question. And I found one that I've decided I'm going to ask just about everybody because it's a wonderful question. And I'm going to ask you. You're my first one.
Awesome.
Would you rather have Morgan Freeman narrate your life out loud as it's happening, or would you rather have music playing when you walk in somewhere, entrance music playing out loud?
Music. Music.
Nice.
I've always wanted, that is such a funny question because I've always wanted to just have like that theme song every time I'm like walking somewhere. Uh-huh. That is so funny.
Like that old movie, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. I love that movie.
Yes.
Who are they? That's my theme music. Every good hero should have some.
But, That's so true.
I'm kind of torn on that one. I think I'd want Morgan Freeman doing the narration.
You think so? I mean, that would be awesome. That would definitely be awesome. But I would wonder if I would get tired of it after a while.
Yeah, this is true. I could see it now. Well, Brad was going to go in the kitchen and get a beer. But instead, he decided to fight a raccoon. You know, there's just no telling what he would say.
You never know.
The way this year's gone, I don't know if Morgan Freeman would cut it. I think it'd have to be Sam Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Oh absolutely. Absolutely. We need the yelling. We need all that.
Well, we need some mothers in this year. That's all there is to it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you about ready to get on stage once all this stuff kind of clears up? I know some of the venues in Atlanta are starting to work out now.
Yes, I am. I'm definitely ready. Of course, I'm a little nervous, but I'm ready. I think once I get out there and once I'm like on the stage, I won't be so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the process of getting to the... Getting to your performance.
Yeah.
I think once I'm there, I'll be good.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm still the same way. You know, before every show, I get nervous. And once I'm on stage, once my foot hits it, it's like I'm just a different person in a different zone.
Yep.
And I can tell and this started happening right before the virus, which I love this feeling. I could tell that I'm in my little area.
Yep.
When I'm doing my thing and I don't hear laughing. I can look at people and see they're laughing, but I'm so in my zone, I don't hear anything but me.
That's awesome.
And that is such a great feeling. It's like a drug, I mean to tell you. And Atlanta crowds are great because they're honest. If you're not good, you're going to know.
Yep. That's one thing. They will tell you.
Yeah. They don't sugarcoat anything. Nope. But no, you're going to do just fine up here. I guarantee.
Thank you.
We have got some of the best rooms in the world.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, some of the musical names that are here in Georgia that came from here in Georgia. I mean, they just filmed Aretha Franklin's biopic up in Atlanta. I mean,
that's awesome.
Yeah. You know, we had James Brown in Augusta, and he was amazing. I love James. And one thing that impressed me about him, you know, everybody now remembers he went to jail. Yeah, he had his demons. I mean, everybody does.
Yes.
And he paid his debt. Mm-hmm. I can dig that. But I saw him a while after that. I was downtown Augusta one night, and he came out of this place downtown on the river and had his entourage with him. And I had never seen him before. And you don't see James Brown and not at least say hi.
Yes.
And he actually took his time, walked over to me and shook my hand and spoke to me.
And that is amazing.
I still don't really understand exactly what he said because Eddie Murphy was not exaggerating when he imitated him. But the neat thing is, for several years after that, if he would see me somewhere, I would see him, he remembered me.
That's awesome.
And that hit me.
Yeah, that's awesome because it's like so many people are just so wrapped up in their own world and it's like they forget about everybody else.
Yeah.
So I think that's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, everybody remembers his being in prison and all that, but nobody remembers the fact that even today I think they're still doing it, but every year for Thanksgiving he would give out turkeys to families that needed them. And I'm not talking like 20 or 30 turkeys. He would do hundreds.
That is beautiful.
And so many toys to these kids around Christmas that didn't have anything or wouldn't have had anything.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody remembers that. They all just remember James had a jacked up mugshot.
Of course. People feed off of negativity, and that's all that is.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, always remember your fans and always remember where you come from, because when you rise above that is when you go.
Yep, I definitely agree.
Because, you know, it's funny. Like I said, I've got daughters, and I've watched my share of Disney movies. Did you ever get to see a movie called Camp Rock?
No.
It was the first movie Demi Lovato did, I think. But, I've had to watch it several times with them. But one of the songs this girl's singing says, "The winners need someone to clap for them." And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, that's kind of a weird line, because while it makes sense, when people are clapping for me, I don't feel like the winner. I feel like, you know, they just make me feel so good that I'm watching them clap and they've won. If that makes sense. It sounds sounds weird. It sounds almost like I'm saying they won because they saw me. No, they won because I was able to do something to make them happy.
Yep, absolutely.
See, always remember that. I've known performers who, when they got off their bus, they went straight to the stage and straight off stage and right back to their bus. And I've known performers who, you know, when they got off their bus, they signed autographs and talked to everybody, was almost late for the show,
mm-hmm.
and did the same thing between the first and second show when they should have been resting.
But, yeah, I think that's really incredible. You have to engage with the people.
Yeah.
Like that, they're the reason why you're there. Like they are the reason. They're the reason why you're relevant, if that makes sense. It's like if you don't, you can't forget about the people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in so many artists, it's like they're just, it's kind of like robotic. Like, this is what I'm here for. This is what I'm going to do. And that's it. Not giving it anything else. I don't want to engage with anybody. I don't want to talk to anybody. And I don't see how you can have a successful career like that.
You cannot have one. You know, you may have one or two songs that go somewhere, one or two jokes that go somewhere. But, you know, without an audience, I'm some idiot sitting down here in my basement telling jokes to myself. Most people get locked up for crap like that.
Yes. Yeah.
And the funny thing is, out of 30 years, I've done one paid show. I made 50 whole bucks.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was in Savannah. And that was such an amazing night, because it was, of all places, it was not even downtown. It was in like a rough part of Savannah,
mm-hmm.
in a strip club in the back of a strip mall.
Oh, my gosh. And that sounds awesome.
You want to talk about a hard act?
Wow. Yeah,
do comedy at a strip club, because nobody goes to the strip club to watch a comedian.
No.
I'm 5'10 and almost 300 pounds. I am not what people go to strip clubs for.
That is funny.
But it was so much fun, because I engaged my audience and mm-hmm. they had a good time. But yeah,
that's really good.
That one was tough. It cost me about $300 to go down there, but I had a ball.
And that's all that matters.
Yep. Yep. So take your career, and I hope it's a long one and a happy one.
Thank
and it's going to be a great
so
one. I just
much.
Got that feeling.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Yep. So what have you got planned on this beautiful day?
Today?
Yeah.
I am going to be relaxing. I just finished my semester in school. Yesterday was my last day. So I just want to take one day and just be lazy.
I can dig it. I'm all over that one.
Yes.
My wife and kids are out of town this weekend. I wasn't able to go because I had to work before they left.
Mm-hmm.
And, I am actually going to cook. I went to the store this morning and bought a 2.5-pound steak.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm doing that on the grill.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I'm not eating it in one sitting.
No, you have to spread it out. Spread it out.
If I did that in one sitting, that would be kind of bad. And I'm also going to grill some asparagus with some garlic on it while I'm doing that.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds amazing.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
That sounds so good. I think I want to make some nachos today.
Oh, man. That's a wonderful. Yeah. You can't never go wrong with nachos.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. I interviewed Robert Wall. You know, he was on Arliss and Bull Durham, played Ty Cobb, just a lot of different movies. And it was almost like he was interviewing me. He asked me more than I asked him. And he asked me a great question. He asked me what my death row meal would be.
Huh.
You don't really think about it until you're faced with that question. And that's a toughie. Because I told him, I said, it changes from day to day. But I think my go-to would be brisket. But what would your death row meal be?
Okay, so my favorite food is Thai food. And I think my last meal would definitely have to be yellow curry chicken, the Thai iced tea, and some spring rolls.
I can dig it. Okay, that's respectable. That is respectable, definitely. Yeah, my oldest daughter loves any kind of Asian food there is.
Yeah?
And when we first started going up to Doraville to the Buford Highway Farmers Market, have you ever been in there?
I've never been there.
You need to go. It is amazing. They've got food from every country in the world there.
Oh, yeah, that is awesome. I'm definitely going to have to go there.
It's like a big supermarket, but I'm a foodie, and when I go in there, I have to carry my iPad with me in to look up some of the vegetables they have.
Yeah, to see what they are, to see what it is.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that, though, because you get to try so many new, different things. You never know what you might like.
Yeah, and they make fresh ramen for you there. They also have about 15 aisles of nothing but different Asian foods.
Mm.
So you would love this place. You need to go. And they're not even a sponsor, but if they're listening, I would take some money and I would sponsor them or let them sponsor me.
I'm definitely going to have to go there.
Yes, easy to get to. All you got to do is just go up 285 and get off on the Doraville exit, and it's right there.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, it's a great place.
I'm definitely a foodie.
Yep. Me and you both. I just bought a cool thing for the KitchenAid mixer. Have you ever seen a vegetable sheeter or a sheet peeler or whatever? This thing is neat. You can take a vegetable like a zucchini or a potato or whatever and put in it, and it spins it and basically peels off little sheets like lasagna noodles.
Oh, wow.
And it is so awesome.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I did some Granny Smith apples, put a little bit of, my wife likes peanut butter on them, so I put a little bit of peanut butter on that and rolled it up for her. She loved it, but I'm a caramel guy. And, oh, man, it was so good. But, yeah.
Now you got me hungry.
Oh, man, I tend to do that with people.
I love to eat.
Oh, that's, yeah.
That's one thing I will never get tired of doing, eating.
I feel you. I feel your pain. And we're doing a lot better with what we're eating here because, you know, we're trying to get healthier. You know, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm nearly 50, and that's fun when you're knocking on that door. And we're trying to get a lot healthier. My wife's doing better than I am because I'm a full-time paramedic, so a lot of times whenever I eat, it's out somewhere, and it's garbage. But when I'm home, I eat good.
Thank you for your services, by the way.
Thank you. I've been doing
that. That's amazing.
Been doing that for 30 years also.
That is beautiful.
I wish I'd have started selling shoes when I got out of high school. But instead, that ambulance made noise and had shiny lights. Oh, man. It's been fun during the pandemic. That's for sure.
Oh, man. I'm sure you are keeping busy.
Oh, man. We stay busy. But way it goes. Way it goes. I got out of it for a little while, and that's just how I'm built. I have to do it, so I got back into it. And here I am. But that's actually how this show started. I do this to wash away my day. You know, this gets rid of all the bad stuff that happened.
I can understand that. That's kind of neat. That's really neat, actually, that you decided to do that.
It is great therapy. I love it. I mean, I got to interview Kenny Aronoff, and he has played drums for everyone. I mean, his drums are my childhood. And two of my favorite songs that he did Jack and Diane, I'm dating myself now, from the early 80s, from John Cougar Mellencamp, mm-hmm. and did Blaze of Glory from Young Guns 2. And those are two of my favorite drum fills. And when I was talking to him on the show, he actually sang those two drum fills to me. And I'm getting goosebumps now thinking about it. It was so awesome.
That is awesome.
But yeah, I mean, if that don't make you forget bad stuff, nothing will.
Yeah. So you got to find your happy place. You got to find whatever it is that's therapy to you.
Definitely.
So that's really neat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm also about to start doing videos of this. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I can do them now, and they'll be all right because I've got a webcam and I've got the one that's built into the computer, but I've got a camera that I'm wanting and a little bit more equipment. So I'm looking for another sponsor.
Okay.
And once I get that, then I'm gonna start doing the videos full time with it because
awesome.
I can still take the audio from them and put on here, and mm-hmm. it can just that much bigger of an audience. So yeah, way it goes. But I've been told I've got the perfect face for radio. Oh yes.
Awesome.
But mm-hmm. most definitely.
That sounds awesome. That sounds good. Well, I'd definitely watch you.
Well, groovy. Well, tell everybody where they can find your stuff at.
All right. So, Rich is definitely out on YouTube. My YouTube page is Roxanne Luciano Music. My Instagram is Official Roxanne Luciano. My website will be coming soon, but those are the two main ways to keep in touch with me and keep watching, keep subscribing to all of my videos and everything. I have so much coming out soon.
Sweet. So, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. You know that. You
Likewise.
You're welcome on here anytime. All you got to do is call and say, hey, yoo-hoo, I want to record and you saw how long it takes me, 2 minutes.
Yes, that's awesome. I really enjoyed this.
Oh, me and
it wasn't. It didn't even feel like an interview, and that's what I love.
And that's,
I just like talking.
That's exactly me right there. Most definitely.
So thank you for this.
Thank you.